fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
The town of Cotton Creek was little more than a crossroads marked by a solitary building, but it was a distribution point for mail and a station for Wells Fargo. Bart Riggs, the Wells Fargo agent, had his office in one side of the building, while Ma Handley's general store occupied the remainder.
Mr. Riggs! Mr. Riggs! Hey, Mr. Riggs! Wells Fargo's coming into view! My dad is coming here! Come on out and meet the express!
Be right out, Dave. Sakes alive, Dave. You make enough noise for a dozen full-grown men.
What's all the hullabaloo out here? Did I hear someone say that Wells Fargo was in sight?
Right down there, Ma Handley. And here she comes with my dad driving.
Sakes alive to hear you. One would think the coming of Wells Fargo was like Christmas.
It doesn't look like anything happened to the outfit.
There's my dad on the box.
Riggs, were you expecting something to happen?
In country like this, you've always got to expect things. Especially when there's a valuable cargo.
Gosh, Mr. Riggs, is there gold on board?
Double eagles straight from the mint at San Francisco.
Oh, golly. I wonder if my dad knows that.
Hi there, son!
Dad, hello!
Oh, oh there, oh! Oh, steady, pull it there, oh, oh!
You did well, Martin. Just about on schedule.
Yep, come through without a hitch. I'm sure glad the Badlands are behind us. I was just saying to the guard a while ago, it's a lucky...
Run away, we're out to get that cargo!
It's robbers, it's thieves!
Get out of the way.
I'll show them.
Get out, Dave!
Dave, get out of the way. I'll get him inside. Get him away from these bullets.
No!
Dave, you come with me, come on.
Ma, my dad, he'll be shot, he'll be killed.
Come on, you're going inside, your dad's a big
man. I'll show you!
Let go of me! Let go, you fool! Let go of me!
Get him, Susan. We can get away from here.
Look out! Don't shoot!
You'll hit the wrong man.
I'll just coyote on the head.
I'll fix him.
Oh, that did it.
What about Riggs?
He's out of the fight, and I got the guard. Grab that gold and come on.
Now make it fast. We got to get away from here in a hurry.
It was late afternoon when the Lone Ranger, wearing a disguise instead of his customary mask, rode into town after leaving Tonto in camp nearby. He reined up in front of Ma Handley's store and went inside.
Mister, if your needs aren't awful pressing, just forget this store's here. I got my hands more than full.
Oh, what's the matter?
Sakes alive, matter of plenty. Wells Fargo got stuck up a couple of hours ago, and I'm running more of a hospital than a general store.
So that's what happened.
Why do you say that?
I saw no less than 3 scouting parties between here and Lone Pine.
Yep, the sheriff's got everyone out. He deputized every man from every ranch and farmhouse within 15 miles of here.
You said you were running a hospital. Perhaps I can help you.
Oh, I reckon I got things pretty well in hand. Oh,
who was hurt?
Bill Martin, the driver, got a bullet through the shoulder and a crack on the head. And Bart Riggs was slugged with a gun barrel and knocked out. The shotgun guard was killed.
Oh, where are the injured people?
In the back room. Look, mister, you can see what I got on the shelves. Help yourself to what you want and leave the money on the counter when you leave. Oh, hello, Dave. Come on in, sonny.
Is my dad any better?
Oh, I reckon he'll get well, all right. But he's in mighty low spirits. Now, did you get the buckboard from your place like you wanted?
Yes, and it's right outside.
If I had the say, I'd keep him here where he could have some care and watching.
But he wants to go home, Ma Handley. I can take care of him as good as anybody.
You've got a lot of spunk, Davy. I'll say that for you.
Gosh, Ma Handley, you know how me and Pa always count on being at the ranch house when he's in town. He likes to be there just as much as we can.
Yep, I suppose you do, son.
Puts us in mind of the time when... And Ma was with us, and we all lived there together.
Well, where do you stay when your father's not in town?
Huh?
Do you live alone at the ranch house when your father's out on a run?
Oh, no, sir. I stay with Mr. Riggs. He's got a big house down the road a piece.
I see.
Your dad's in the back room. Go on back and see if he still wants to go home.
Yes, ma'am.
Poor youngster. I tell you, stranger, my heart just bleeds for him.
Is his mother dead?
No, she's living with a sister in Denver. She's not strong, too weak for housework and for living in a country like this without help.
And her son and husband are here.
Yep. The boy rides out to their little ranch every day to keep things in shape, to do what he can with the garden and see that the horse has food and water. And Bill, well, he's got a good job on the stage. At least he did have until he got shot up. He's been trying to get cash enough to set the ranch up as it should be, so as Mary can come back and live here without working herself to death.
Don't argue with me, Rick. I tell you, I know what I saw, and I'm not mistaken.
Sounds like Martin's feeling spunky. That's a good sign.
Come on, Dave, take me out of here. Riggs needn't tell me I don't know what I saw.
Sakes alive, Martin, calm down.
I pulled the mask off that budget I was scrapping with. I got a close look at him. Riggs don't know what those thieving killers look like.
Martin, all I said was that you couldn't be too sure of your identification. Remember, a man is likely to hang on the strength of your description.
Martin, you look pale as a ghost. You shouldn't be trying to walk.
Well,
look out, you'll fall.
I'll get him.
Dan.
Steady there.
He shouldn't try to go home.
I want to go home. Get me to the buckboard. I'll be all right.
Very well. Come on, I'll help you.
I'll go ahead and open the door.
Dad, right at all, I've got to get back my strength in a hurry. I've got to go gunning for those polecats.
If you recognize one of them, don't you think it's a little dangerous to be home alone?
I'll take that chance.
He won't be alone. I'll be with him.
Here, let me help you to that seat.
Why, I reckon I can make it all right.
So you have far to go?
Just a couple of miles. My place is the one near the bend in the creek.
Gosh, Dad, I wish your masked friend could know about the robbery.
We can't count on him, son.
Masked friend?
Yes, sir.
Boy, I've been telling Dave some stories from time to time.
The Lone Ranger is one of Dad's best friends.
Yes?
Oh, son, you shouldn't say such things. Sounds like we... Well, people might think we were bragging. Let's get to home, son.
Yes, sir. Get up there. Come on, get up there, boy. Get up there.
The Lone Ranger hurried back to the camp where he had left Tonto. He reined up abruptly and dismounted.
Tonto, saddle your horse while I get out of this disguise.
What happened?
I'll tell you about it while we're getting ready to travel.
As quickly as possible, the Lone Ranger washed the stain from his face, took off the nondescript clothing, and put on his own attire, including the mask. And while he worked, he told about the holdup.
Steady, Scout. Steady, fella.
The driver of the stage is a man named Bill Martin, Tonto. He was hurt, but not seriously. Now, he and his son live a few miles from town. We're going to their place.
What we do there?
Martin saw one of the outlaws. He can identify him, and the gang know it. Tonto, I think they'll make a move against him.
Me savvy.
Are you ready?
Steady, McCullough. Be ready. One silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Dave Martin helped his father into the house, then went out to put the horse in an old shed. The wounded man leaned back in his chair, weak from his experience. He wondered what kept his son so long. Then he sat up abruptly as the door flew open.
Why? Dad, what do you think? Who do you think is here?
Dave, what's the matter?
I don't know how he found out about us, Dad, but he did. He's come to help us.
Who? Who are you talking about?
Your friend, Dad. The friend you've told me so much about. The Lone Ranger.
Oh, no, son.
But it's true, I tell you. Look, he gave me a silver bullet.
But where is he now?
Right outside. And Tonto is with him.
Oh. Are you surprised to see me?
What? You? That mask?
There he is.
Dave, will you go out and help Tonto put the horses in your shed?
Yes, sir. You bet I will.
I take it easy, Martin. I'm complimented by the stories you've told, Dave.
You are the Lone Ranger?
Yes, I am.
I sure feel like a fool for telling my son that... Well, for bragging I was a friend of yours.
Shouldn't be hard for us to be friends. You see, Tonto and I came here to help you.
To help me? But how did you know?
You talked to a man in town, remember?
Doggone. You mean to say...
I was disguised as a cattleman.
Well, what do you know?
Now, look here, Martin. The Wells Fargo thieves know you can identify at least one of them. They won't be safe while you're alive. Todd and I came here by a roundabout route. I don't think we were seen. Now, we're going to hide our horses in the shed and stay here with you in case they come to get you.
I still can't believe you're the Lone Ranger.
Whether you believe it or not, we're going to stay. Martin, there's sure to be gunplay if those crooks come here.
Yeah.
We're going to get your son away. He lives in town while you're on the road, doesn't he?
Yes, that's right. He lives with my boss, Bart Riggs.
We'll send him there for the night. Then we'll get ready for an attack. And if it comes, we may be able to get the men who robbed Wells Fargo.
Dave objected to being sent away, but not too strenuously. He obeyed the Lone Ranger, put a saddle on the horse, and started at sunset for the home of Bart Riggs. Meanwhile, three killers discussed plans for the evening.
I don't see why I'm the one who has to go gunning for the galoot.
You don't, eh? Well, I'll tell you, Gridley. It's because you're the one that Martin saw.
Yeah, why'd you let him pull that cloth off your face?
How could I help it? Why didn't one of you boys kill him when you had the chance?
I thought he was dead.
The horse is all saddled, Gridley. Mount up and get going. The job's easy enough. Ride over to Martin's place, rap on the door, and when he opens the door, let him have it.
What about his kid?
He didn't see you. He was in my Handley's store. You can let him live unless he sees you when you go there tonight.
Why don't we all go?
Because it's your job. Now get started.
He'll be waiting here for you when you get through. Hurry back so he can get in on the divvy.
All right.
Steady there, boy. Get up,
Jack.
Come.
I suppose we could have gone with him. Just to make sure of things.
We're going in the same direction, Jake, but not with Gridley. I got different plans.
Such as what?
It'd be a lot more for each of us if we didn't have to split with Gridley.
Yeah?
I figure we can trail along. It'll be dark by the time Gridley gets to Martin's place. We hold back, let Gridley kill Martin, then we put some lead into Gridley.
The old double cross, huh, Jake?
You got any objections?
No. No, let's get started.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. In the small Martin cabin, a Lone Ranger and Tonto had made preparations to catch the highwaymen if they came to kill the only person who could identify one of their group. A dummy had been placed on Martin's bed. Martin himself was in another corner of the room, and the place was in darkness, with Tonto stationed at a window to watch the moonlit trail outside.
Kimasabe.
Yes?
Me see, fella.
You do?
Him come out of trees over yonder.
Can you get to this window, Martin?
Yeah.
He's coming to get you. We'll be ready for him.
I can't tell whether he's the critter I saw or not. The moon's not bright enough.
Now him come on porch.
Yes.
Should I let him in?
Oh, no. Stay where you are. We'll see what he does.
None of those within the house knew that Jake and Hank waited among the trees 100 yards away with rifles in readiness.
He's opening the door. You see the dummy in the bed. Get ready, Tonto.
You ready?
That's enough. Drop the gun. You're covered.
Oh! What happened?
I heard rifle shots.
Tonto, close the door.
Me do it.
Turn up the lamp.
Dirty double crossers.
Steady there. You see how badly you're hit.
The back. They got me in the...
Here. Is this light enough?
Yes.
Shots come from distance.
From the woods over that way, Tonto.
I heard this critter say something about double crossers.
Take a look at him, Martin. Just the one you saw?
Let's see. Yeah, he's the one. I was fighting hand to hand with him when I got hit on the head.
I guess he's paid in full.
The murdering skunk deserved what he got. Go over there in the bed where I was supposed to be sleeping. 3 bullets right through the blanket.
There are at least 2 more members to that gang.
And they're the ones that have the cash.
Come on, Tonto. We have a trail to follow.
Follow it? Tonight?
Yes, we're going to try to.
Through that woods over yonder?
The sooner we get started, the sooner we'll catch up to those killers.
Hank and Jake rode hard through the small but thick clump of trees until they reached their temporary camp.
Oh, boy.
As easy as rolling off a log, Humpy.
Nothing to it.
Steady, fella. Well, I don't know about you, but
I know that my rifle caught Gridley square between the shoulders.
I couldn't miss him at that distance.
You couldn't have missed Bill Martin. That just about puts us in the clear, huh?
Sure it does. With one less to divvy up the gold. There's another thing, Jay.
What's that?
We know we got Gridley. Don't matter much whether he got Martin or not. Martin can't identify either one of us.
That's right. Now pack up the duffel. We got to be on the move.
Young Dave Martin was quite at home in the house where the Wells Fargo agent Bart Riggs lived. Riggs worked overtime that night. He was in his office in town when Ma Handley and the sheriff entered.
Why, hello there, Ma. Good evening, Sheriff.
Howdy, Riggs.
Mr. Riggs, I just came from your place.
Yeah, then you saw Dave.
Indeed, I did. Do you know why that boy's here in town instead of out with his father?
No, I haven't had a chance to talk to him. He just stuck his head in when he passed the office and said he was going to stay with me.
Well, I'll tell you why he's here, and I'll tell the sheriff. And something had better be done about it right away.
Ma, if you know anything, speak up. I've been out manhunting all day, and I'm in no mood to wait.
All right, I'll tell you why I asked you to come in here. It's because I think Dave's been fooled and bluffed and hoodwinked. Do you know who he left with his father?
How in tarnation should I know?
Is there someone there?
Yep. Some masked outlaw and a murdering redskin.
What? Masked outlaw?
Just so.
And Dave left him there?
Is that boy gone addle-headed?
Can't blame the boy. His father's been telling him all kinds of outlandish stories about that Lone Ranger.
A Lone Ranger?
Yep, and Dave believed him. Why, he even believed that his father was a friend of the Lone Ranger. And right at this minute, some crook's taking advantage of it to pose as the masked man.
Maybe that's where the crooks are hiding out.
It wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Great day. I better get a couple of deputies and get out there in a hurry.
You'd better take a plenty of deputies, Sheriff. If those highwaymen are using Martin's place as a hideout, they're plenty dangerous. They've already killed the guard.
And nearly killed me.
I'll get going right away.
I better get home and question Dave. Maybe I can learn more about this masked man.
Oh, hello, Mr. Riggs.
Sorry I was delayed, Dave.
Oh, that's all right, sir. My Hanley was here for a time.
So I understand. I met her. She told me about the masked man you left with your father.
Oh, did she, sir? Golly, just imagine. Lone Ranger coming here to help us.
Dave, how do you know he's the Lone Ranger?
He gave me this.
A bullet.
It's made out of silver. And he called his horse silver, too.
Well, how do you know he's not one of the thieves?
Because Dad knows him. He and Dad are friends. Dad told me so.
Nonsense.
What do you mean, Mr. Riggs?
Exactly what I say. Your father doesn't know the Lone Ranger any more than I do. It's a good thing my Handley told the sheriff about this masked man.
Why?
Because he's gone out to investigate.
To our place?
Of course.
Oh, golly, Mr. Riggs.
Look here, my boy. Your father saw one of those highwaymen. As long as your father's alive, he's dangerous to them. You can identify the man he saw.
Yes, sir.
The most natural thing in the world is for those men to go out there and try to get your father.
I know it. That's just what the Lone Ranger said. He and Tyler were going to be there when they came.
It seems to me you're mighty trusting. How do you know that masked man's not one of the outlaws? Maybe that was just a trick to get into the house so they could get your father.
But I told you, Mr. Riggs, Dad knows the Lone Ranger.
Don't you believe it. He's just been stringing you along.
I can't believe that. The door's
shut. Stay right there, Dave. I'll go see who it is. Maybe Ma Handley coming back. I never saw such a busybody.
Hi, Riggs. Me and Hank came to split the gold with you.
Jake, wait. Get in there, Jake, and let me get in with these saddlebags. They weigh plenty.
Shut up, you fools. Why'd you have to come here tonight?
Hey, who's there?
I thought you were alone.
Mr. Riggs.
Stay right where you are, Dave. I'm sorry that you had to hear what these two said.
Close that door, Hank.
Yeah.
But I don't understand.
He's Martin's boy.
What's he doing here? I thought he was out the house.
Sit still, Dave. Don't make a move.
A gun.
If these jugheads hadn't come here and talked too much, everything would have been fine. But now...
Now, the only thing we can do is get rid of the kid.
You're the robbers. The gold's in those saddlebags, that's it. And Mr. Riggs, you're in on the deal with them.
That's right. I guess you know what that means, Dave. Believe me, I'm sorry. I've always liked you.
What are you going to do?
What do you think we're going to do? Got to give you the same as your father got.
The same as my father?
Shut up,
Wait a minute. We can't have gunplay here.
Did anyone see you two come here?
Yeah, we were careful about that.
We left our horses over in your pasture.
Good enough. Take that rope in the corner and tie it.
We better gag him, too.
No.
Sit still.
Oh, my arm.
Then sit still.
You two have messed things up in fine shape. Ma Handley knows the boys here, so does the sheriff. If anything happens to him, I'll be the first one suspected.
Maybe we can take care of that. Got a couple of ideas, Riggs.
You'd better have. By the way, where's Gridley?
I reckon his corpse is out at Martin's place.
What?
And you sit still, I get this rope on you.
You dirty polecats.
Corpse? What do you mean by that?
Well, you see, Riggs, we figure there's no point in cutting him in for a share of the gold. Waited till he got Martin, and we let him have it.
Jake, you've gone gun crazy.
Maybe so. Yeah. Reckon that'll hold the kid. Now for the gag.
No.
Now you're just going to hurt yourself by struggling.
Fighting won't help you any, Dave. You better just take it easy.
That ought to do it, Jake.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Maybe you can tell me how you're going to get rid of the boy without having me suspected of being in cahoots with you two.
Yeah, Riggs, I'll tell you. You sit right down there in that chair.
What?
Sit down.
You're pulling a gun on me.
Oh, you're smart. You know when a gun's pointed at you. Grab that hunk of rope, Hank.
Are you out of your mind?
No, not a bit of it. I'm just getting smart, that's all. By getting rid of Gridley, we split the cash three ways instead of four. Without you, it's a two-way split.
You can't get away with this.
Hold still till I get this rope on you.
I won't.
Sit still.
You try another sudden move and I'll comb your hair with the barrel of this gun.
Now listen, Jake, use your head. Without me, you won't know when there's gold coming through.
I reckon we got enough to last us for a while, Riggs. Especially after we go through this house and then your office, pick up what loose cash we can find. When we're through, we get all set to vamoose. And there'll be a couple of gunshots. Me and Hank will light out for the border.
Now, I'll get a gag in your face.
Now, Hank, listen. Listen to me for a minute, both of you.
Gag him.
Open your mouth.
Listen, boys, I...
Tied good and tight, Hank.
Don't worry about that. There. That does it.
Now I can put this gun away while we look around.
You can drop the gun.
Hey, what the? Jake, there he is.
I'll show you.
No!
Get him out.
No!
Want some more?
No!
Me fix it.
No!
That does it.
My arm. You smashed my arm.
All right, boys. Take charge of these two.
1 second, Dave, and I'll have you free.
I'll ungag Bart Riggs. Hold still, Riggs. I'll have to leave your arms tied till we get you to jail. And now you can talk.
Sheriff, I...
Save your breath, Riggs. Nothing you can tell us. We were in the next room. We heard everything.
How'd you happen to get here, Sheriff?
You were going to the Martin Ranch. Well, I was, till I was stopped by that masked man and Tonto. They'd trailed a couple of killers.
You trailed us?
Yes, Jake. We were at the edge of town watching you and your pal turn your horses into Riggs' corral. All right, Dave, now you're free. Are you all right?
Yes, sir.
Well, a game is up.
You bet it is, Riggs. There'll be a new Wells Fargo agent in this part of the country. By thunder, I'm going to recommend Bill Martin.
My dad? Sheriff, is he alive?
How about it, mister?
He's all right, Dave. He'll be ready to travel in a few days. Come on, Tonto. Go and tell Martin to prepare for a trip.
A trip? Sheriff, what kind of trip? What did he mean?
Oh, that. Well, you see, Dave, Wells Fargo has a standing reward for the capture of a highwayman. And it's doubled when the stolen loot is recovered, like in this case.
Oh.
This time, there'll be a reward for 3 highwaymen. Top of that, Bart Riggs. He was in with them. The reward will be a tidy sum. Enough to set things up so as your ma can come back home.
Oh, Sheriff. Gee.
This is good news, lad.
But Sheriff, that masked man earned the rewards.
Him? He won't take rewards. He wants you to have them. You and your pa.
Gee, he really is the Lone Ranger.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.